Well, good morning, everybody. Yesterday night, we had a beautiful St. Joseph procession mass and dinner and all those sorts of things, and some of you were there, and it was lovely, and preached a rather lengthy homily, and Father Paul was here, and I said, Father Paul, he made a comment about it, and I said, well, you've been known to preach a long homily time or two. He says, not that long, but anyway, I'll spare you what it's a whole different homily this morning, folks. But I will tell you the joke that I started with because I thought it was funny. There's a Franciscan, a Benedictine, and a Jesuit, and they were walking down the road. All of a sudden, they have this apparition, this vision of the Nativity set, but it was like in the flesh. And the Franciscan gets on his knees and he's weeping because, you know, St. Francis invented the Nativity set, and like, he's like, but here it is, like in the flesh, and he's just like weeping. And the Benedictine, you know, they chant all the time, and he starts chanting his prayers of gratitude that this should happen to him. The Jesuits are famous for their schools, and the Jesuit puts his arm around Joseph and says, have you thought about what school you might send the boy to? Okay, anyway, we have in our diocese, working in the mission office, a very, very holy nun by the name of Sister Loreto. She is no stranger to our parish, and I was thinking about a few months ago, I had invited Sister Loreto to come and visit some of the classrooms and tell her story, kind of her ministry, and she was talking with the kids in the fourth grade, and she was looking them, you know, all in the eyes, and she was talking about the need to pray. And she says, even as I'm talking to you right now, I am praying for you. And she was making this point that we're supposed to always be this offering to God. The Holy Spirit is always to be praying inside of us. Such that even when we're talking to a spouse, a child, a whoever, a friend, a co-worker, client, we're to look for Christ there. Our gospel today, the Greeks say, we want to see Jesus. And that's what our prayer is also, that we want to see Jesus. But Jesus hides himself in certain ways. Look at the beautiful statues all covered up. It's Passion. We begin the covering of statues on Fifth Sunday of Lent, because in the olden days, the last line of the gospel on this Sunday was, and Jesus hid himself, kind of to like prepare for this Holy Week that is coming. We have a whole week before Holy Week, but we need that week to get ready for Holy Week. It's the holiest week of the year, and like we need to get ready for it. And so Jesus kind of goes into this place of hiding in order to prepare, and that's why we cover all of these beautiful statues, is Jesus hides them. At Holy Mass, in the Holy Eucharist, Jesus hides himself in things that appear as bread and wine. Jesus hides himself in the people in our lives. Some people make it easy to see Jesus in them. Some people make it rather hard. But our job is to see our Lord in everyone and in everything. Jesus, in our gospel today, he's saying, like, I know what's coming. I know what's coming. But what am I going to say? Lord, spare me from this hour? Like, he recognizes that even in this difficult moment, God's grace is there. And our job is to simply have the eyes that are open to see the Lord and to see grace in everything. Nobody comes in front of us by accident. Our second reading, listen to that. Boy, Hebrews says, when Jesus offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears. Like when he was around, walking around like you and me, and he would come across the blind and the lame and the suffering and the poor and the hungry and the naked and the rich and the Pharisees and like everybody, he would offer prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears for them. And friends, like, I'm reading this book here. I read this a couple weeks, months ago. Richard gave it to me, called Interceding with Jesus. Really good book. I think I wrote about it in my column a couple weeks ago. Anyway, it makes this point that you and I, by our baptism, are in Jesus, and we share in the intercessory power of Christ. Do you know at Mass we always say, through Christ our Lord? We say that all the time, because Christ is the intercessor. He is God who is fully God, fully man, the perfect bridge for us. And yet you and I are in Christ, and we share in the intercessory power of our Lord, such that just as Jesus offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears when people would appear in front of him, we are meant to do the same thing, because it doesn't happen by accident. That, like Sister Loretto, even as I'm talking to you, I'm praying for you, knowing that everyone in front of us, God put there. Parents don't get to pick their kids. We don't get to pick our siblings. Kids don't pick their parents. We don't pick all this stuff. We think we pick our friends, but God put them there, had them born at the right time in the right place, and put them in, you know, a big old chest thing. Like, God's design is wild. And every single person that comes in front of us in every single day, God put there. And Christ is in them. We want to see Jesus. Even as I see you, I'm praying for you. And like, this really, listen to this. There's a really good line in here. She talks about the time that she was out, the woman who wrote this, she and they were out and about, and they took the wrong turn someplace, and they ended up at like this gas station or something. And listen to what she says after she was reflecting on that experience of the encounter she had there after taking the wrong turn. Here was the reason we had missed the turn. Someone needed hope. Someone needed grace. Someone needed God. And there we were. God put him right in front of us. Isn't that beautiful? And that every person in front of us, God put there. And we are to see Christ in them. Which is why it is so wrong to treat people poorly, to yell at them, to treat them like they're scum because they didn't do this, that, or the other thing right. Get over it. It's Jesus. You know? And even as, wow, like this reality that the Lord is hidden in everybody, that we should look for the Lord in everybody, that we should pray even as we are talking with people. Boy, that is a game changer. And of course, our Lord offers us the most perfect example. And so we ask God to continue to sustain us and keep us faithful to our mission of finding him everywhere and reverencing him everywhere and interceding with him everywhere in this broken world. And then the world is a little less broken. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.